We've had some athletes on having to do with the Milrose Games, and if you are a track and field or any kind of Olympic outdoor road racing type of fan, you know that the Milrose Games is the granddad of all of them, and they'll be running the 109th version of the NYR Milrose Games. That's going to take place February 20th at the Armory, and we're very happy now, as I mentioned, to welcome Molly Huddle. Molly Huddle will be running, and she's Molly, is it safe to say that you're running the best you ever have right now?
Hi, Rick. Yeah, fingers crossed that I'm at the peak of my career right now, and really excited to run Milrose and hope it's a good one.
When you're running on an indoor track, obviously there won't be any wind-aided times. Is it a different mentality for you? Do you have to sort of the sounds, the way the air tastes? I mean, or do you just think it's a race, it's no big deal?
More or less it's a race, but for the distance runners, it's just a lot of laps. So that can kind of change the tactics a lot, for sure.
What is the, when did you first find out that you could outlast everyone? Because we all know people who can sprint 40 yards and then they run out of gas. When did you know that you had that kind of body that could take that type of endurance?
Well, my dad was a marathoner when I was younger, so we thought it ran in the family. And so I just kind of gravitated towards the distance events because that's what he was interested in. And I took to them pretty naturally. So I've always loved road racing in particular, and so I got a lot of long distance running in there, and indoor track is something I do infrequently, so I'm pretty excited for this race. Actually,
that's cool, a little twist to it. I know that you ran in the New York City half in the spring, and we always hear about someone from Kenya or somewhere else winning, and here was an American winning. What are you doing? You're upsetting the apple cart.
Yeah, sometimes looking around the pack and seeing these great international women, it really gives you a boost. It almost gives you extra motivation to just be up there with that level of athlete. So, I think I just try to feed off that energy, and it really just made me feel good going into the races the whole rest of the year, knowing that I could hang with the best in the world like that.
Now, I have a good – I know that four laps is a mile on an outdoor track, and I know that you, a couple of years ago, broke the outdoor – record for the 5,000 meters. So you say more laps. Yeah, obviously that's true. How many laps is the 5,000 meters indoors?
On this 200-meter track, it's going to be 25 laps.
Wow.
So I'm used to 25 laps outdoors, which is the 10K as well. So I'm just going to pretend, I'm counting down from a 10K.
So when do they ring the bell in your mind? I mean, are you going to, is that the last lap they're going to ring the bell and you're going to put the jets on? I mean, what is your plan of attack, or does it vary race to race?
It definitely varies depending on who's in the race. And this race is, I saw a glimpse of the field, and it's not set yet, but there's going to be some really great American women in there, and we're all going to be going for, a record-level time. And I think there's going to be some of the top, one or two of the top international women from Ethiopia may show up. So it's definitely going to be a tactical affair, like the last, I hope I'm still there with a lap to go. And then when the bell rings, it's going to be a tactical last lap.
Speaking with Molly Huddle, she'll be at the 109th NYRR Milrose Games at the Armory in New York. And I've always been fascinated by the fact that it seems to me with distance runners that anything under 400 meters, that whoever gets out to lead the pack never wins. Is that kind of a strategy where you're in their draft, or maybe they shoot their wad too fast, or have there been races where it's just wire to wire, whoever's out in front wins it?
Usually in a championship style race, it is, everyone's looking at each other until a lap to go. So you have to kind of measure yourself really well there. But it's funny that, sometimes someone that has really quick foot speed still doesn't win with that last 100 meter sprint. It just depends on who's the least tired, really, in a distance race. So I always say the strength is speed. And so sometimes it's deceptive who's actually the quickest when you've been running for 6 miles already.
It's funny because when I think about 5,000 meters, I think about Zola Budd and when she, in the bare feet from South Africa, and she crashed into Mary Decker Slaney, was that her name, right? And she's laying there on the track bloody and crying. And back then with apartheid, we kind of thought, oh, the South Africans, they're so... they're the bad people. She was just an athlete, and they got tied up. But That's what I think when I think 5,000 meters. When you think 5,000 meters, what to you is the most, like, epic race that you were in or you remember?
I've been in some really fast races. Like, I remember my first year that I broke 15 minutes for the 5K, I remember having a lifetime PR at the end of the year, and I was still 10th in that race. It was just, like, one of the deepest 5Ks there is. And then the London Olympic 5K was kind of a magical day up front. You know, unfortunately, I was kind of watching it unfold from further back. But definitely some historic 5Ks, because there's some of the best women in the history of distance running are running right now with Meseret Defar and Tirunesh Dibaba. And so to be in races with that level of athlete, you're often a part of history, even though it's kind of in the background. But definitely been in some world record attempt races with them up front. So it's been interesting.
Very cool. And, you know, Molly, you know, I'm extremely patriotic. And to think, even just to dream about being in an opening ceremony and walking through, and, you know, we don't dip our flag to any despot monarch or king or anyone else. So, you know, just to be part of that crowd, to walk around the opening ceremonies, then, of course, to perform well like you did. But what's it like to put on the stars and stripes and know that you are the very best that we have in this nation?
Oh, it's definitely, like, the pinnacle of the sport, I'd say, no matter what country you're from, to make it to the Olympic Games. And especially to be representing the United States is such a well-recognized country, and we're such a strong all-around team in regards to not just track and field, but all the sports at the Olympics. The United States likes to really show up. So there's just an extra level of pride there. And, yeah, it's definitely something that is a lifetime memory, I think, for all of us there, regardless of how we perform. So just to have that USA uniform is pretty special.
And now with Rio, geez, it's going to be coming up here so quickly now. I would always think, and of course, knock on wood, best of health to you. Do you not play any pickup basketball or ride around on a moped or something? You try to make sure you keep yourself healthy and make sure you get on that plane to Brazil?
Yeah, definitely going to be a boring year for me as far as my regular life goes. No risk, just running. Yeah, everyone wants to get there safely, and goal number one is stay healthy.
And also tell us a little about the Armory track, and people can check it out at thearmorytrack.com. I mean, the Millrose game, as I mentioned, over 100 years old. It is the most respected indoor track and field event in the world. So what is the Armory track like?
So this is actually, I grew up in New York, and I've never raced on the Armory track.
Wow.
So this is my first time there. I'm really excited. I hear it's one of the fastest indoor tracks in the world. And my training partner, she's from New Zealand. She ran a blistering fast 5K there a couple of years ago. And so I've always thought it's a lucky place. And she speaks highly of it. She was flying around there a couple of years ago. So I'm inspired by that performance and just excited to go. And it's a historical place for indoor track and field. So I'm interested to see how it is.
So when you're growing up, did you ever do any cross country in Elmira, run past cows and stuff?
Yep, yeah, a lot of that.
We've been speaking with Molly Huddle. Make sure to check her out at the 109th Millrose Games. That'll be on February 20th, and you can check it out online at armorytrack.com. Molly, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck at the Millrose Games and especially at the Olympics as well. And if you get up on that podium, we'll all be up there with you. So best of luck.
Thanks a lot.